As we begin reading the Haggadah by the Pesach Seder, so you have the child asking the four questions, the Manishtana, and then we answer the child by telling him the basic mitzvah that we have this evening of retelling our going out of Mitzrayim. Then the Haggadah goes on to talk about the four sons, the four different types of sons, and how each one has to be addressed in his own way. And then it goes off to the lengthy description of going out of led up to Mitzrayim and going out of Mitzrayim and so on and so on. But before that piece about the four sons, there is one statement, one paragraph in the Haggadah where it says, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, blessed be Hashem, blessed be He. Kenaget Arba Banim Dibra Torah, etc., that Hashem and the Torah speaks for the four sons. And interestingly, here Hashem is called with that name Hamakim. Hamakim is one of the ways we refer to Hashem. The word Hamakim literally means the place. And one of the ways we refer to Hashem is we call Him the place, Makim. And the Medrash and the commentaries explain why is Hashem called the place. And the statement in Hebrew is, Lefi shehu mikoymai shel oylam, ve'ein ha'oylam mikoymai. Hashem provides the place for the world. The entire world is, so to speak, within Him. Not vice versa. The world is not His place. Meaning, it's not as if the world is big enough or great enough to contain Him. Rather, He contains the entire world within Himself. And that's why Hashem is called the place, because He is the place within which the world exists. Question is, why is it specifically here that Hashem is called that way? We know that's very much not the typical way it is used, but why is it here in the beginning of the Haggadah that specifically we refer to Hashem with this description of the place within which the world exists? And I once heard an explanation, I actually don't remember where I heard it, that this is an introduction to the statement that Hashem speaks, or the Torah speaks, to the four sons, four different types of sons, the wise son, the wicked son, the simple son, the son who doesn't know how to ask. As all of us know, it's hard enough to teach and relate to even one type of person. But to be able to teach and relate individually and specifically to different types of people, and people that are very distant and very different one from another, is a very, very difficult feat. And here the Torah is teaching us and the Haggadah is teaching us, what trait is it that allows us to be able to relate to, connect, teach, and impress drastically different types of people? And therefore it calls Hashem HaMakim, the one who He is the place for the world, and not that He is within the world, not that the world is His place. What does that mean? So let's talk about people for a moment. Many times, or perhaps most often, or naturally, a person is trying to insert themselves into someone else, onto someone else, assert themselves onto someone else. We try to teach them, we try to form them, we try to mold them. We try to bring ourselves into them, our thoughts, our ideas. We want to assert ourselves on others. And that would mean that they become my place. I have things that I would like them to know. I would like them to hear me. I would like them to understand me. I would like them to listen to me, to obey to me. I want that they should provide a place for me. What Hashem says here, or what we are saying when we're calling Hashem HaMakim, is that Hashem is not about inserting Himself onto others or asserting Himself onto the others. The very contrary. Hashem creates room for others within Him. On a human level, that means a person who's not there to insert themselves onto others, but rather a person who's there to accept and receive others the way they are, bringing them into oneself. And then one can speak and really connect to all different types of people. Because when it's about me inserting myself, or again, asserting myself on others, then, well, everyone is going to accept what I have to say differently. Some will like it, some will not like it. Some it fits with them, some it doesn't. So if I'm inserting myself onto others, it's going to be very different based on who I'm going to talk to. And therefore, I'll be more successful with one bracket and not with another. But when it comes to inviting others into me and taking them into myself, then I can take anyone in. I can invite anyone in. I can make a room for anyone within myself. And then they're there within me. So one would think that if you're just opening yourself up to accept within yourself anyone, you're not asserting on them, then you can't educate, then you can't teach, then you can't inspire, because you're just accepting them. And here the Haggadah says, no. This is the way to educate. This is the way to teach. If you want to really educate, if you want to really teach, if you want to really share, it comes specifically through opening yourselves up and receiving the person as is, respecting the person as is, and then the teaching comes in a whole different way. Then the feeling is not, I'm inserting myself, I'm telling them. Then it's a teaching of love. Then it's sharing, it's advising, it's helping, and it's perceived as such as well. So as we begin the Haggadah, we get perhaps the most important lesson in education, in teaching, in inspiring. You want to teach, you want to educate, you want to inspire, open yourselves up and accept the other totally. Don't look at it as if you are going to teach and you are going to change and mold and form someone else. Invite them in, make them part of you, bring them in, respect them for who they are, and then share. Zaidi was known for, and perhaps now it comes out even stronger, his unique ability of connecting to every different type of person. First of all, age brackets. He did wonderfully with people who were in his age bracket of 80 or 90 years old. He connected wonderfully with people who were 50 or 60 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10 or 5 or 3. And all of them felt so connected, so loved, so respected. He connected with Hasidim and non-Hasidim, with from and not from, with Jews and not Jews. He connected with everyone, and everyone felt that and cherished that. Because he wasn't into inserting himself on anyone else. Zaidi actually hated honor. He ran from honor. On a most simple, small example, sitting at a head table. He was a father, a Zaidi, an elder Zaidi, and was by probably hundreds of simchas, where the obvious and rightful place for him to be would be the head table. But anyone who was at a simcha with Zaidi knows he wasn't going to the head table. If you were very, very persistent and cunning, perhaps you can pull over a chair at the edge on the side of the head table and he would sit there until you turned your back and he found himself a place somewhere else in the hall. Zaidi never spoke publicly. He wouldn't share a speech publicly. Not because he didn't have what to say. Come to his home and sit by the Milava Malka, he could talk for hours. But not to speak publicly. Zaidi was not into himself at all. But he was into everyone else. He truly, honestly respected people, and people felt that and gravitated to that. You know, people talk about Zaidi as being the ultimate man of kindness. To me, he was more a man of respecting. He respected people. And that's why he gave, because he felt that everyone deserved and everyone needed, and he respected them, and therefore he did whatever he could for everyone. Something I found so totally unusual is you walk into Zaidi's office upstairs over the butcher shop, and the walls are covered with pictures. Now, many people have pictures of a Rebbe, of Tzaddikim on their walls, and Zaidi had that as well, but he had pictures of people, Hasidim. Just different, all different types of people, and you'd point to a picture and say, Zaidi, who's that? And he would launch into a 15-minute explanation or conversation about the greatness and the amazing qualities of that person. And he believed that. He saw people in that light. He saw everyone with a sense of true, honest respect. Zaidi lived in Borough Park as a Lubavitcher Chassid. And he was surrounded by non-Chabad Chassidim, was endeared himself to all of them, largely because of the true respect that he exhibited for every person and every type of person and every person who surrounded his table. Before I came to Chicago some 23 years ago, Zaidi called me in and said, remember one thing. He says, reach out and connect to people of all communities. And when I would come back and when I would want to give him some nachas, I would tell him about relationships formed with different people, different communities, and there was nothing that would give him greater nachas. So one would think that if Zaidi really respected everyone so much and gave everyone their room and gave everyone their place, so he probably didn't tell them off, he probably didn't rebuke, he probably wasn't critical. The very opposite. Zaidi knew how to rebuke, and he said exactly what was on his mind. And he said it in the sharpest way. Most of us, when we want to rebuke someone or when we want to give criticism, we struggle to find the right words because we don't want to embarrass the person. Zaidi never struggled for the right words, never looked for the right words. He said exactly what he thought. And you loved him for it, whether you liked what he said or not, because you felt it was so clear that he wasn't inserting himself. He was sharing. He was advising out of love and out of real, true respect for you as a person and you the way you are. And that's why he had the right and he had the ability to tell you whatever he thought in whatever way he wanted. And you only loved him more for it. So as we sit down to the Pesach Seder on this Yom Tov, that's all about educating, it's all about teaching, it's all about inspiring. Let's take the message of the Haggadah. Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. And the message of our Zaidi. Not being about inserting ourselves ever onto others. Being about giving room for others, place for others, true, honest respect for each and every person. And in that way, and only in that way, inspiring, sharing, educating, even criticizing if necessary, but out of a place of true love and respect, just as our Zaidi did.